With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky. You're listening to the V-Show podcast. Listen to Bob Valvano weekdays noon to 3, only on ESPN 680, and online at ESPNLouisville.com. Time now for the V-Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
But here on ESPN 8, the Ocho, bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this year's annual Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open, brought to you exclusively here on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
I love that open. I love it so much. I actually reached out to the actors who is it? Cotton McKnight and Pepper Davis or something. It's Jason Bateman and Gary Cole. I tried to get them to come on, but I wasn't really able to. I didn't get much leeway there. I basically hollered at them on Twitter, which occasionally works. Occasionally, you got to shoot your shot on Twitter. And but yeah, unfortunately, Pepper and Cotton will not be joining us, but. Still, it is Ocho Day here.
Why? What? You know, I'm on like now. I'm on.
You're on mic 3.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't want to be on mic 3.
All right. Well, then switch to mic 2.
I kind of did that on purpose.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Love it. All right. This is mic 2, ladies and gentlemen. If you're scoring at home, I don't feel well today. I'm sick. I didn't go to the Reds game last night because all of a sudden this cold came on. Summer colds suck. I don't feel well. Tried to come in the studio. Took a six-pack of Stevia, which is the legal diet soda that you can have on our plan. The entire six-pack collapsed out of the plastic, landed on the sidewalk. Three of the cans exploded, so they're under my car right now. I have to go fix them. On the way out, I managed to salvage two. Nick's drinking one. I'm drinking the other. And my headphone wires were so badly twisted.
Yeah, you didn't hear any of the intro, and I was tap dancing there trying to
happened?
To get you on. I played the intro for ESPN 8, the Ocho.
This is a crappy event. What is this pizza thing?
This is the pizza thing. So, it's on the show sheet. We're doing live listenings to this.
No, this is not fun. I like the headis when they played tennis with their head, ping pong with their heads.
Yeah.
That was cool.
We're Italian and stereotypical.
Racing lawnmowers is kind of fun.
Did but you
I
see
can't
the
figure
one
out. I don't understand. Maybe if I understood how you win this. The judges, this a game of this judging?
Yeah, that's the time to beat. Like see. I said, that's, you know, you're going to blow through this dough pretty quick.
There we go. This is
with
the speed one.
All fives
one.
And a flower. Yep, all five, stretch them all down, and then stack them. See that?
Landon Butler going for all five.
Oh, okay.
You have to do five crusts. He's trying to do them all at the same time. That's his strategy.
Really well, or it can mess you up because sometimes when you press all those doughs down together, they stick. They
good
stick
point.
Together. You've got to.
Grandma used to say that all the time.
So they actually come apart. Looks like it's a good technique. Looks like a great technique.
They're really quiet. They're treating this like it's golf.
I don't think they are. It's just how it's very hard to get excited. Wow. What are you going to get excited about? I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you see a guy do this every single day walking down 38th Street in Manhattan. Every time you pass a pizza place, that's what the guy's doing.
Yeah, but he did five, though. That was pretty impressive.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, go during lunch hour.
Unofficial scores.
I wonder how many of these guys, I'm sure they did the bios on all these guys.
They all work in pizza places. They do every day at work.
Well, I assume the guy didn't work in IT.
You know, they should. UPS should have a thing for what you did with your packages.
Oh, dude, nobody could touch me.
What was it called? Inducting? What was it?
No, it was not seducting. Trust me. I would not. No, I would not be able to compete in that one. But no, inducting, man.
That guy says, play Go Cubs, Bob. It'll make you feel better. No, it won't make me feel better. What makes me feel better is the fact the Cubs lost yesterday, and the Mets won again, and the Mets are now a game and a half out of the wild card. I have a bona fide pennant race on my hands. I have a bona fide pennant race on my hands with this team that was complete slop early in the year.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, people can't be happy. They have to try and make a shot and say, you owe Mickey Callaway an apology. Actually, I don't think so, because it's been very questionable the kinds of things he's been doing. What has really worked out, and this is actually something I was talking to Marcus Maben about, which is actually interesting to me. Think about this pitching staff. If you're putting together a fantasy team, you'd be hard pressed to beat this staff. Zach Wheeler, for the second game in a row now, after they were trying to get rid of him, has pitched a brilliant game. Pitched brilliantly last night. They have Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, Zach Wheeler, Marcus Stroman, and Steven Matz. These are five bona fide, legitimate major league starters. And when did they start pitching better? When they brought in 82-year-old Phil Regan as the pitching coach.
It's the spitball. So, they're going to the spitball.
Mickey Callaway has always been a pitching coach. He couldn't get. So now, before you start celebrating, great. I'm glad they're winning with him at the helm, but I'm still not convinced he's dazzled anybody by what he's doing. And the reason I bring up Marcus Maben is because his cousin, Cameron, is having probably the best year of his major league career. He's playing in limited role for the Yankees, but he's playing great. And I said, gee, why? And he said, it's the first hitting coach. He has very long arms, and this is the first hitting coach that has told him to go get the ball. I said, what do you mean? Like, don't wait for it? He said, no, don't be afraid to go out and attack the ball. The people in the past have been teaching him to try and kind of stay compact and get your swing, you know, look for a ball in a certain zone where you can be compact and stay inside it. And this guy, and I don't even know who it is, I apologize, but he has told him, the hell with that, go get it. Go get the ball and hit it where you know, all over the place. And he's doing that. He's sitting at the right field, left field. And the reason I bring that up is because we think sometimes when they get to the big leagues or the NBA or the NFL, and the NFL not so much. We always, you know, because football, we genuflect. So we assume the football coaches are geniuses. But the other coaches were kind of necessary evils. You don't realize the importance of coaching when just, you know, those people, just because they're at the best in their profession, not only do they need to be coached, most of them want to be coached. They don't want to just get up. They don't, you know, they want somebody. If they think that you can help make them a better player, they want to be coached. So it's very cool that you're seeing that for Cameron, and very cool that the Mets, who are first pitch is in, it's underway. In fact, the Metropolitans are underway today, taking on Miami, a game that they need to win to sweep the series, and they could be within a half a game of the wild card at the end of the day, which is mind-boggling to me. And they're doing what they need to do. Miami's a terrible team; they're the second worst team in baseball behind the Detroit Tigers, who are scarily bad. And so you got to take care of business. And let's see. I don't have the sheet in front of me. Where the hell is my phone? It's kind of damn having. I probably lost the phone. I lost the drink. I'm snorfing over here. What? I really shouldn't have come in today, honest to God. But we're still getting acclimated to a new lineup here. And
yeah, thank you for coming in, because that would have been very stressful.
I didn't want to add to the dismay.
But you do have some guests joining you, so that'll help. Eric Crawford will join at 1.
Can they just do it?
And then ESPN's Peter Burns will join at 2.
Let's see.
I think this is the second year one of us had something going on during Ocho Day.
This is I assume this guy's kidding.
There is nothing better for the V Show than Ocho Day. And this is like
a guy wrote me incessantly every day because he loves the Tour de France. And so you're being a hypocrite. I'm not being a hypocrite. What I'm saying to you is, when I like something, I can tell you why. You could come on and tell me why you like the Tour de France. That's fine. I wasn't telling you it was no good. I'm not here to tell you every single sporting event. I'm going out of my way to follow. When the Lance Armstrong was not very pleasant to deal with the V Foundation, and he's turned me off to the whole damn event. I used to cover it a lot when I was at ESPN at the network, but I don't. So it's, you know, I'm sure it was great. So I'm not here to belittle it, but it's not like every event in the world. I love baseball. I grew up with baseball. A guy just wrote me really wish you would take an interest in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. What, are you kidding me? Brazilian jiu-jitsu now is going to be my... That too? I'm sure it's great. I mean, listen, you know, that's what people mock me for that. I get it. That's the funny thing is that the very thing you're accusing me of not doing, I do. I always respect if there's that many people that are interested in it, like poker. I have absolutely no desire to watch poker on television. But do you know why they put it on TV so much? Because people watched it. So I'm not in a position to berate the people for liking what they want to watch. But I'm just telling you the stuff that I liked that people didn't pay attention to and would say, well, how could you be interested in this? They weren't taking my approach. They weren't saying, well, like I am. I understand why you'd like the Tour de France, or if you like Brazilian jiu-jitsu, good for you. They were saying, that's ridiculous. Who could be interested in that? And then you say, well, just watch it. Just watch the World Cup. Just watch, be involved in a pennant race once. And then you'll understand. That's all I was saying. And that's still what I'm saying here. So last night they played the final to the TBT. All the experts picked the Marquette team, and the Ohio State team won. There was only one guy who picked the Ohio State team to win. And they don't ask me, even though I'm the college basketball analyst for the radio. They ask all the other guys. Pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because I would have picked Ohio State, to be honest with you.
So you're saying the team with all the Tom Crean former players choked in a big game again?
Well, they're not all Tom Crean players. But 60,
a lot of them were, actually.
66-60 was your final. It was a good game, and that's turned into quite a little summer event. $2 million now. They still not make any money, the guy who runs it, but he definitely has an audience. By the way, I just have to ask, because I'm always intrigued, who was the phone call that you actually had to take that made you get up and leave the studio in the middle of our show? Who was the phone call from?
Oh, no, those are not mutually exclusive. That was New York Mike.
Okay.
Had some picks for us.
Great.
And I said that you're doing your open, so, right. you know, call in, give us
another time.
Right. Well, he's going to call in end of the hour after 6 and 10.
Okay, and the other thing
The other thing was I ran back there because I remembered that the healthy food I brought from home. I had left on a desk, so it was just sitting there.
Oh, rotting. Did you see my phone while you were doing that?
So I did not. So I had to go run and put that in the fridge.
All right.
And Karina always likes to hop on. So I did that before I forgot about it, and it melted and went everywhere. And I also grabbed the chicken wing.
By the way, I've got the wrong glasses, so I can't see anything. So I'm trying.
What happened to you today?
I was tired. I didn't get to sleep till I had a bad night last night. No disrespect to the... our friends at Expert Sleep Medicine. I didn't get to sleep till well after 4. Could not sleep at all. But this will cheer me up. The New York Mets are underway, taking on the Marlins. They're in the bottom of the first. The Mets threw a scoreless inning in the top half of the first, and now they're batting. The leadoff man is up for, there must be one out because Conforto's up. No, there's two out. Conforto bats third. Yes, I'm sorry. So the Mets are batting with nobody on and two men out, bottom of the first, scoreless. Let's see who's on the bump, as they say.
Did you see the...
For the New York Metropolitans.
Well, you're looking that up.
The pitcher was Steven Matz today.
Yeah, there we go.
And the pitcher for the Marlins is Yamamoto. I thought he was supposed to pitch yesterday.
Yamamoto or Matz?
No, Yamamoto. He's got a decent ERA, so the Mets may not have an easy time today. He's 4-2 with a 3.94 ERA. Got to get the sweep. Got to get the last
one. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Got to get the last one.
No, did you see the GIF I got? GIF, whatever the blank it's called.
Okay.
When we had the discussion. By the way, you got to give an update to the poll.
No, the Cubs are kicking the crap out of it.
It's ridiculous.
I think half the people who voted didn't even know what they were voting on. Honest to God.
No.
I think they were voting for Cubs or, Cubs,
Cubs
or Mets.
Cubs and Mets, yeah, exactly.
And obviously the Cubs are way more popular. A, there's an anti-New York bias to begin with. Mm-hmm. And B,
preach.
The Cubs are the Cubs. And so, and I don't begrudge them that. I like the Cubbies. They're adorable.
They are.
And the stadium's fun, but the Mets song is better. I mean, I don't know what I can tell you about that.
I mean, there's no debating it. It's like debating what's the better sandwich, peanut butter and jelly or, I don't know, grass.
Dirty socks on rye.
Or dirty socks on rye. Although rye does sound pretty good. Anyway, it was a gif of the Meet the Mets song and these guys coming,
I saw
in,
coming
bathroom,
in the bathroom. And just, where that was pretty good. I saw that.
I don't know.
Somebody sent it to both of us.
Yeah.
It was because the Mets had won. That was their fifth win in a row last night. And it's not the kids dancing to the song, though.
It plays to the song
pretty
well.
It was pretty good. There's all these kids doing an impromptu dance session in the restroom of a bathroom of a school, it looks like. Fine dancers all. Here's what we're going to do in the interest of full disclosure. I'm going to go outside and bring in the rest of the soda without dropping it. I feel
this is what interns are for.
I feel very bad that I left the cans on the sidewalk. I was so pissed off. I just kicked them and left them there, and that's not nice, so I'll go pick them up. Somehow I'll try to locate my phone, and then we'll get our...
Wait, let me call it now.
It won't ring. I always have it on silent.
That's why I never can get a hold of you. Wait, do you have my number saved yet?
Yeah, don't be a wise guy.
No, yes. I'm not being a wise guy. I'm legitimately asking.
Somebody called me this morning and forgot their meds, and I immediately picked up and I have them.
I appreciate
that. Who was that exactly? Was it Jamie? No, he's in Reno. No, he's in Texas, actually. Do I have any other children? I don't think so. Yeah, it must have been you. It was you. The more I think about it, I'm sure it was you.
I don't have any other children.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
after
it was you.
After you talked about Jamie.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was children. You.
So what am I? Just a big-headed kid?
I wanted to be certain that it was you who called, and rather than saying thank you, and don't console him. I did him a favor, and then he ripped me. That's not how the world works.
Somebody does you a favor, you say thank you. But that was, okay. If this was a baseball game, and it was late eighth inning, we were down by two runs.
Don't bring in Diaz, please.
No. Okay. We're at bat, and we got a guy on second and third. And you do a wonderful piece of hitting it behind the runners. You know, just great stuff. You wind up on second. We tied the game. That's a great piece of hitting by you.
Okay.
You're still batting 200. I'm just saying. You're terrible at answering your phone. You are. That was a great piece of hitting. Clutch, thank you. Very much appreciate it. There's a reason we kept you on the roster.
You don't really want to push this, because in the business we're in, it's not good. Why do you think I don't answer the phone? What is it that I don't like?
People.
Thank you.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
On the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Not quite. Bobby V is walking into the studio right now. Parcel in hand, and that parcel is none other than a Witch Witch sandwich, because it is a Witch Witch Wednesday here at the ESPN Louisville Studios. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by some delicious Witch Witch. Two great locations at Old Brownsboro Crossing or at 221 South Hurstbourne Parkway. Witch Witch, they launched a new menu including clubs and a new favorites menu, along with the addition of top-quality grilled and breaded chicken. They also have five new shakes to choose from, including birthday cake, Courtney's cookies, God, I love those things, and yellow M&M shakes. It's perfect for lunch or dinner, or you can order by the pull a diner. Try the ESPN special, Large Witch, for just $6.80. Order online today at witchwitch.com or download the app, Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches. Sorry about that. I was holding in a burp because I am drinking a Zevia soda. I also managed to, I got the can out. I got the can from under your car using a hockey stick. You're clapping. I can only imagine that's good news for the Mets. Also,
the New York Metropolitans are on the board. They have an early 2-0 lead against the Marlins as they march into wild card contention. One of the most incredible second half runs so far. Every year, baseball has a team that does it. It was Milwaukee last year or a couple years ago, whenever they made that ridiculous run. The Mets are doing it right now. How did they score? Let's see. The game is in the top of the second. Mets got two in the bottom of the first. My guess is it might be. Could it be? Might it be? That man again? Peter Alonso? Why, yes, it was. Conforto got on, and Peter Alonso said, "Here's a ball to my liking. I believe I'll knock this one into the road." And he did. Home run number 37 for a two-run blast for Peter Alonso. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead. He is fun to watch. He just waddles up there, takes the bat, big smile on his face, whacks it, runs around the bases, and comes
back. Dare we do it?
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Everybody
step
out.
Right up. Oops. And greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really sucking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the Mets Mets of New York Town.
Woohoo! Pete Alonso, number 37. The dude just takes a bat, waddles up, whacks it, and jogs around the bases and comes home. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead. He's a rookie, by the way. Just wanted to point that out to you. So let's hope he doesn't screw this up. Mets with a 2-0 lead early. We'll see if Steven Matz can pitch as well as he's been pitching lately. He's had some good runs. Mets trying to put another win on the board, make it 6 in a row, and 12 of their last 13, and they're already a game and a half out of the wild card, making a move. So there you go.
I'm going to say something that I know is going to be on the mixtape.
Okay.
But Coop is playing with my hockey stick right now.
Okay.
Out in the hallway.
Does he play hockey?
Based on his form, no.
Okay.
But I do know he's an athletic fellow. He'd be a solid winger.
By the way, this may be the strangest injury, and it's certainly nothing to make light of. But I think the strangest injury I'd heard. Remember when Sammy Sosa hurt himself sneezing?
Yeah.
This is bizarre. Antonio Brown, the Raiders receiver, evidently has extreme frostbite. And I thought, what did he do? Did he go to training camp? Did he go in an
ice bath or something?
Maybe. It was in a cryotherapy machine. You know, one of those machines.
Oh, yeah.
How in the world did people or the people in charge not think to maybe check on him? I mean, it is ice. Whatever those things do, you can.
They turned it up to 12 when they only needed it at 8.
It's unbelievable. This is what he thought he had Monday. Chris Sims reported that there was some blistering on his foot, and they thought it was some sort of an infection, a blue fungus or whatever. Then somebody in the situation said that, whoever's in charge of the Raiders, it's not completely their fault. It is evidently he went into the machine without the proper footwear, and his feet were frostbitten.
I mean, that's how you lose limbs.
By the way, this pizza thing they're doing, they don't actually eat that then, right? Because it was just on the floor.
I'm not sure about. Can we do a live listen? It's the acrobatic pizza tossing.
She just, Daniels, you got to make sure you're smiling, even if you drop it.
It's all about presentation, Dad.
As long as you're smiling, you're having a good time. They may not.
Oh
man, the backwards somersault.
Just barely missed the catch.
That was a nice little move there. I don't think I've seen that one before.
Seen a forward somersault? Never a. Oh!
Oh, with a cartwheel. That's
wow,
a good
that was
one
impressive.
Too. Oh, she missed the catch. That's unfortunate. That was cool.
No, it's a little bit too much sizzle, not enough steak here. I mean,
might have to steal
oh my God.
Senior division next year, Daniel.
And to your point on how difficult
nice.
A frigo toss is, she had to drop there with just two.
Nice. She's got a good two-do technique.
Jamie's got a good two-do technique. Gotta say, I've always said that about him.
Going to the ground.
She's
always
a little
extra
too
points
stupid.
For that. She's smiling. She's having a good time. That's what it's all about.
It's rhythmic gymnastics with pizza dough.
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
It's like
groundwork
a floor
through
routine.
The leg. That's great. Right there, groundwork.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Freestyle pizza acrobatics through the legs on the back. Absolutely classic.
I know this is an audio medium, but this is.
That is not easy, Daniel.
If you see someone sitting on the floor throwing pizza up in the air, they don't drop the pizza dough. Do you still eat that pizza?
No.
Really?
Now, obviously the judges are going to count off a little
she just
bit
kicked it with a
for
foot.
Dropping. That's
obviously not anything
avoid,
that would like not.
But you know what? This has been a really good
be health code
that she's putting on here. She's hit some real classic moves as well as some new moves of her own. That's
like
nice.
If she's going between her legs and stuff.
There is no classic moves. This sport isn't been around for 20 minutes.
Fantastic. Great job, Tara.
Do you know that?
Fantastic.
You know, you realize now that we're going to.
Well deserved.
One of us is going to have to research this.
From the crowd behind us. They absolutely. Are loving what they are seeing.
Absolutely. That was
yeah, they were fantastic. They were absolutely in a frenzy. It rivaled the sound of the tee on the first hole at the PUS Open in terms of. Come on.
Someone just shouting Baba Booey. She's flinging the pizza dough around. I would eat it.
Yes.
Well, that goes.
So would Crean. So would Crean. I mean,
gross though.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. Your last if name you is like Grossman. It. Same thing. You know, I like
wow,
baseball.
No one's ever if, made that one before.
If you like it, if you are entertained by it, I admire their ability, same way rhythmic gymnastics. I admire their ability to do all the tricks with the things. But when you get too self-important, when you start calling it classic moves and stuff, stop it. Just stop. Now you've gone over the line. It's like, I mean, unless you're doing it tongue-in-cheek. Like the one guy I was bashing at the hot dog thing, and then I found out after the fact he was doing it on purpose. He was going way over the top for that reason. I mean, these are people that are not, she's not taking her place with, you know, Jim Thorpe and Jesse Owens and the Berlin Olympics. You know, she's flinging pizza dough in some room with about 30 people watching. I mean, that's what's going on. And it's great. It's fun. I love the Ocho, but let's not lose our mind.
It is a sport, though, right?
I don't know. I can't answer that without knowing by the definition. You know the definition. Do you remember from my sociology of sport class, which I didn't make up?
You have to be able to keep score. There has to be a governing body.
That's the big thing.
And it has to be some form of legitimate physical skill.
It has to be a skill that can be taught, learned, strategies. That's why people get mad at me, but chess is not a sport. It's a very demanding mental game, but it's not a sport because, unless you have trouble moving the pieces without knocking all the other pieces on the table over, it's not a sport. It's very difficult. It's not belittling it, but by that definition, it's not a sport. It has a governing body. There are definitely strategies, but the physical skill that's required to do it doesn't go beyond being able to move the pieces without knocking all the other pieces down. That's the difference between car racing. Car racing is, you can say, what about that? Well, there is a skill there. There's the timing that goes into when you take the cars into the turn and how you shift and everything like that. So there's a skill in that. There's a physical skill in that. There's a strategy in that. There's a governing body. I don't know if there's a governing body on this. By the way, he is making that pizza gigantic. The size of that crust is enormous. It's got to be 5 feet in diameter.
How he's actually using the momentum of the dough. Whoa, it exploded on him.
Well, good Lord, it was as big as a putting green, for goodness sake.
He's smiling. He's having a great time.
Yeah, it looks to me like he's having fun. I'm having fun watching him. That's what's important. There's a wheel right over the shoulder. Fantastic.
I mean, seriously, I've never seen a guy fling a pizza dough that
big. Beautiful over-the-shoulder roll. I mean, that was the biggest dough I think I've ever seen anybody roll over the shoulder.
Thank you,
fantastic.
Sir.
He throws it away like he doesn't even have a care in the world.
Sure doesn't. He's got a lot more.
So that was part of his routine. He went with the big dough, and now he's going to go for the small speed. I like this kid.
Crean, if you could move a little bit to your left, I wouldn't be able to see an inch of the screen.
Double whip. He's got a.
But there's one right there, and then I don't have to turn around.
Dominant grip on his other hand.
If he could just move 6 inches left, he'd have the entire damn screen covered.
I think he's just going bigger is better here on this.
That seems to be his MO.
All right, that's enough. The Mets have given up a run.
Crap.
Steven Matz, what are you doing?
Crean points out that shirt that the guy's wearing he's representing Goodfellas Pizzeria.
Where's that?
And there is one of those in Bloomington.
Do you know that's where he's from? My guess is one of
I guess
city.
It's a chain. Well, I guess so. It's a chain. But.
Okay. Based in Lexington.
It's based. Oh, wow, really? It's that one?
Based in Lexington,
it's based
Kentucky.
Based in Lexington, and they have one in Bloomington. So what the blank? Why don't we have one here in Louisville?
Why, is it any good? How do you know it's any good?
Because I think
we need more pizza in Louisville? How much pizza do you want?
It's legitimate New York-like style pizza.
How do you know?
Because I've seen photos of it. And Crean raves. It's New York-style pizza, is it not? Thank you, Crean. Goodfellas Pizza. They kicked off a bar stool on campus.
There's one in Henryville.
No, that's a different one.
No, Goodfellas Pizza. Henry
yeah, Ville. No, I know. It's not part of the chain. That's a little mom and pop shop.
So it's probably better.
Could be.
All right, enough of that. Antonio Brown, that is a bizarre story, though. Now what are you doing? What is going on in there? Once again, what the hell is going on that side of the glass? Why can he not stay in the producer's chair for any more than 3 minutes at a time? Where the hell is he going now?
To get a napkin.
What? Why? Was he eating while we were discussing that and things were exploding
yes.
all over the place? Sure. All right, you know what the best thing to do then is to take a breath and feed our sponsors because they're the best. And Genesis is nobody's better than they are. They have an unbelievable buying opportunity going on that starts this Saturday. You know they've already got the best prices in the marketplace. They have the best selection, John GIA certified diamonds. But now they're taking an additional 20% off those already low prices. Now these are not just run-of-the-mill. These are the GIA certified diamonds, the best diamonds you can get. A lot of the diamonds that wind up at other jewelers don't... They get turned down by Genesis. That's how picky they are about the diamonds that they are going to sell to you. And now they pay cash, they buy direct, so they pass the savings on to you. But we're going to go you one better because now they're taking an additional 20% off the already incredibly low prices. But it's for a limited time. August 10th through August 25th, all GIA certified diamonds are now an extra 20% off. That's all shapes, rounds, ovals, princess cuts, cushion cuts, pear shape, even fancy yellow diamonds from a half carat to 10 carats, from $1,500 to a half $1 million. Don't miss this chance to get access to diamond prices that are rarely offered to the general public. Starts this Saturday, goes through August 25th. Get Genesis guaranteed best price on all GIA certified diamonds, minus another 20%. Only at Genesis Diamonds, Shelby Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's, where Louisville gets engaged. I was listening to Locke talking about a couple of things. One was that when you're going to be able to get an assessment for these two local football teams. And he was talking about Louisville. And I listen, I'm not being a pessimist, but I'm just saying when you come off a 2-10 year that was as horrible as last year's was, he's saying he's just, you know, they're going to lose to Notre Dame, win the next two, and then go about their business. I mean, I think they will. I certainly especially think Eastern, but Western's at a neutral site, right? And that's in Tennessee. That's one they better not look past. It's in Nashville, and my point is, I don't know that I would dismiss any of those games. I will tell you this, that he's right. I agree with him because there was people that took some things away from Alabama last year, and he was one of the ones that said, I didn't. I thought they were going to be terrible, whatever, 2020 hindsight. But there were things you could hang your hat on and say, hey, it's not, there were some things that you thought you could build on. And in fact, when they had Florida State beat and should have won that game, you would have thought, okay, this is right where they should be. And then when that loss came, the whole season fell apart. So I don't know, though, that you're going to be able to just kind of sit back and watch and not really come to any conclusions until they get to that game against Florida State. I don't know that. I think that when you're coming off a year like last year, you're going to be looking for all sorts of things, and there are very few of them that will be insignificant. That all the dead ball penalties that went on last year, you're going to wind up seeing which quarterback is emerging, if either of them have emerged, or if it's really going to be guys kind of splitting the duty. Is the offensive line play cohesive? You know, that's such a big part of it. All those things I think you can get and be able to get a better than educated guess, certainly a better guess than you get, right now just doing all this pre-season stuff where we're just spitballing. Because we don't know. We just have no idea. We simply don't know about any of those things. Now, Kentucky's not in exactly the same situation by any stretch, of course, because they've no coaching change. The quarterback is back. But I think that what you're looking at with them is more specific things that you're still going to have to wait and see if you're getting an answer from. Like, who's going to be the running back? Or are they going to be as effective? I know they've named probably a starter, but are they going to be anywhere near as effective? How much they miss Josh Allen defensively? You got two NFL guys that were stars. And you got a quarterback that, by the coach's own admission, is going to have to do more to make this team win some games. So it's going to be interesting. Those are going to be very, very specific things. In Louisville's case, I think you've got to look for answers in everything, don't you? I mean, how could you not? There's no place we can hang your hat and say, all right, well, we know they're going to be good at this. You know they have a lot of receivers. They're going to be able to get the ball to them. There's hardly any places where you can just hang your hat. So nothing is too insignificant to be paid attention to. Kentucky, certainly you want to see what the quarterback is going to do, but you know, you got a coach, and you should not have a radically different system. So I don't think it's going to be nearly, let's make it carte blanche and be evaluating everything. You want to see, they're going to be able to run the football. Do they have a defensive guy who's going to step up for them? Is Terry going to give them a play they need at quarterback that makes them good enough to win games? I think those are the questions you're looking at. So it is going to be interesting. They open the season with two games you would think they too should win. And they don't have a Notre Dame to start. Louisville, that's a game that they will be very, very severe underdogs. So if they were to lose that and win the next two, Kentucky's scheduled, if you want to put it that way, to win their first two, Toledo and Eastern Michigan, and then they get into conference play, and they'll get some answers in a hurry. They got Florida at home, on the road for Mississippi State, and then South Carolina at home. You could make a case that, boy, if they're going to have any kind of a year like they want to, those two games at home are going to go a long way to being a factor in that. So it's they got to get off to a good start, and we'll see if they do. But I mean, beyond that, you can break things down, but you don't know. And I'm not saying it nasty. It's just nobody knows. You can't know until they get on the field, and we haven't even seen practice. So, but we know the questions that we're going to be looking to have answered. And in Louisville's case, it's a whole lot of questions. Let's put it that way. We're going to take one more short break, come back and get you to the top of the hour here. We got Eric Crawford joining us. You said we have a plethora of guests. Who are the other ones? Do you remember? Do you have any idea?
Peter Burns.
Peter is all better now?
Hopefully.
Okay, we did ACC preview yesterday. We'll do a little SEC look today with Peter. And Eric Crawford slated to join us. And it's We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday. So you need to send us great facts, and you might win yourself a prize for We Want to Know. So
437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Send those in.
This is terrible. These glasses are the worst. You know what these are?
Do you want to wear mine?
These are prop glasses from a movie, I'm convinced. We Want to Know Wednesday. I knew this. Amir Garrett played basketball at St. John's. I did know that. Yes, I was already well ahead of that.
They talked about that when he
Cub fan says the Ocho's
over the Pirates and started.
The Ocho's better than the Mets song, so he's delusional.
We want to know Wednesday.
We want to know Wednesday.
We want to know Wednesday.
What happened to the one he did for us? I thought he did a clean one after that.
I'm sure he did. I just got it.
We just don't care.
No. I don't know where it is, and you know, it's all about comedy and is what 50% timing or something like that. It'll take me forever to find the right one.
Bob, the Mets, the people will not let you be happy. I made the mistake of trying to tell listeners I was happy, so they must run.
Silly, you daft bastard.
Try and urinate outside on the window. So the guy says, Bob, the Mets have been beating teams that are doormats this season. Let's see how they do after the next six games against the Nationals and the Braves. Yes, that's true. I said that myself. With a lot of intra-league, intra-division play down the stretch, that's going to decide it. Do you realize how bad they were a month ago? They were better than only the Marlins. They were one of the doormat teams. So, yes, what they did is they beat some teams. Whoever they only play teams that are on your schedule, and they got themselves back in the wild card. That is cause for celebration. So if you want to stay back and mock them or whatever you want, you're wrapped up, fine. Knock yourself out. You know, but the fact of the matter is, those other teams that were in the same place they are, they've continued to suck, and the Mets have got their season turned around, and they are a game and a half out of a wild card. That's pretty strong. So, but yes, it's going to determine, like every year does, in a pennant race down the stretch with intra division games, and so we'll see what they do against those teams. They may lose 10 straight, and then they'll be out of the race, and then you can all come back and laugh. And all I know is, if you had told me a month ago they were going to be a game and a half out in a postseason race, I'd have said, where do I sign up for that? Let's see. This must be my Tour de France guy, so let me give him a little love. Did you know the Tour de France was won by Egan Bernal, old man Bernal's kid, the first ever Colombian to win the race in its 106-year history? So there's our Tour de France coverage. Congratulations. That's We Want to Know Wednesday.
We did it.
Any other We Want to Know factoids? You might win yourself a fabulous prize.
Phil Baker passed along.
Send it to us at 437-9680. Baker gave us what?
Phil Baker passed along this, that Goodfellas Pizzeria.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was planning on building somewhere between Baxter and Broadway.
And it's not a
ditch. Pulled out.
What happened? The Top Golf people got in there.
Oh, really?
The oven was going to make it so hot, it was going to cause the utility bills to go through the roof. They were afraid they were going to get burned.
People were going to have pizza
and beer.
What
goes
beer.
With pizza, beer? People were going to be driving on
Riots.
The sidewalk.
Riots and unplanned pregnancies.
Absolutely. We'd had ourselves an absolute mess going on. So let's see. Any other texts there? Any other folks want to rain on? By the way, did you see my baby pictures?
Patty Ice has something for We Want to Know Wednesday.
He does. Is he on the phone?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Oh, all right. We'll bring his butt in. Hello, Patty Ice. What factoids did you bring us today for We Want to Know Wednesday? We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday.
We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday.
All right. Okay. Well, now you got to have a fact. You can't just say the theme. You have to give us a fact. What do you got?
Here's the fact. Did you know that I'm currently on my way to physical therapy? Did you know that?
That's a terrible We Want to Know Wednesday. That may be the worst one we've ever had.
Patty almost killed himself on a chair yesterday.
All right. You must have something else besides
that. Nick is right. This did actually happen. I almost did die off of my computer yesterday. No joke.
I'm not sure what I would have done. I don't know.
He almost died on a chair?
Yeah. Why? I don't know what union broadcasting protocol is. He got, well, I mean, he's still healing from a knee injury.
And
his like knee got stuck in the little what's this? The handle thing. And then like in their swivel chair, so it like spun him around.
Why was his knee in this handle? What, were you sitting sideways?
So he was like moving around and, you know, just I don't know what union broadcasting protocol is.
I was trying to get in the chair and I kind of like slipped and fell. And my knee got pinned, and I was like a pretzel, to say the least.
So was that your We Want to Know Wednesdays that you're going to physical therapy? That was it?
No, I was. My other We Want to Know Wednesday was that. Oh God, I actually have one, but I forgot. I really did have one, but I forgot because we were talking about the wheelchair. I had it pulled up on my phone and everything.
I like how Patty Ice is talking about how I almost died. Pops just barrels through. Great.
I just cut him off. I mean, that's the worst We Want to Know Wednesday we've ever had.
He hung up on him.
He can't remember. The guy comes to the show and doesn't have the fact ready. We're going to wait for him?
He had one ready.
He did not. He said he can't remember it.
It's
on your phone? Well, what is that?
He was driving and he probably, you know, wanted to be safe. Maybe he'll text it in.
That's just awful. We Want to Know Wednesday. Did you know I had a tuna sandwich for lunch? Whoa!
You know what I had?
Which Wednesday?
I did. Yeah. I had a Witch Club. I'm gonna give him another shout out.
So, I had a hero.
Ah, see, there we go. Hey, look up.
Did he just call you a hero?
No, I am a hero. But no, look up a Crean. Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot. Look up a fact about euros. And then that'll be a We Want to Know Wednesday fact. All right. We Want to Know Wednesday. It is Wednesday. Text those in 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. I want to give a shout out to Jason and his team for bringing by Witch of the ESPN Louisville Studios. Two great locations at Old Brownsboro Crossing or at 221 South Hurstbourne Parkway. Witch. They launched a new menu, including clubs, a new favorites menu, along with the addition of top quality grilled and breaded chicken. They also have a 5 new shake choice menu, including birthday cake, Courtney's cookies, and yellow M&M shakes. Perfect for lunch or dinner. Or order to the pool and pull the diner. Try the ESPN special. It's a large witch for just how much dollars? How much dollars?
I don't know.
How many pennies? 680 pennies.
I almost got...
Order online today at witchwitch.com or download the app Witch Superior Sandwiches. I got to be honest.
Speaking
I don't know what it is about
killed.
This copy.
Yep.
I can't
read it.
Blank and read it.
Yep.
Every fucking time. I get spun up around.
You need to call Billy O'Dellen from the bullpen.
I can't read this.
Billy will give you some tips.
Stupid freaking copy. Hey, We Want to Know Wednesday. We got one.
Okay.
Mr. Sammy Eid, a Cypriot Lebanese restaurateur who lives in Limassol, Cyprus.
Right.
Made an 8,866-pound euro, setting the world record for the largest euro. Wow. Over eight.
Stuffed with anvils?
8,866.
It's 2,000 pounds in a ton, right? So he made a 4-ton sandwich?
More than that.
First of all, where'd he bake it? How'd he make it?
I don't know.
Does he have an oven the size of like the Conseco Fieldhouse? And secondly, who ate it? And
you wouldn't need an oven that big. And I mean, it'd be big, but I mean, like you could make an 8,866. The stupid witch read has got me all screwed up. Great sandwiches, terrible read. Anyway, I'm trying to think. You need an oven the size of the studio to make an 8,866-pound euro, right?
It's a big.
It's a big sandwich. It's what, like a, what, like two Volkswagens?
I imagine he made it in
oh, holy
stages. What? What is that? That's it's, the size of it?
It's a freaking tower of meat.
Oh, my God. It literally is 6 feet of meat stacked up.
Wow. Where are they making it? Oh, outside the Louisville Men's Clinic. Nice.
A tower of meat? I don't get it. I'm having a slow day here. Can we just start the show over? I apologize to listeners. That was, of all the, and we've done many, many bad hours of radio. Let's not kid ourselves.
There was content.
That was
there was content.
That was as bad as there was.
I put content on the...
And geez. Crean is like a puppy in there, losing his mind with his computer.
Oh, my God. It's the largest bowl of pasta.
Okay, thanks.
Understandable.
All right, guys. Thank you. Can we just...
How big?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. We're going to take a... 13,786 Okay, fellas. Very good. Thank you for that. Very good. Oh, that's fascinating. Okay, let's take a short break and see if we can actually try and do...
Eric on the other side.
Good. He'll have to save the show, because that was absolutely one of the suckiest hours of radio I've ever been involved with. I apologize to the listeners. I'd offer you a refund.
Content!
But it's free. So you
did you look at the show sheet?
No, it was bad. It was bad. It was a bad hour. I don't...
But there was a show sheet there with things to make it not a bad hour.
Right.
And you ignored all of them.
Okay, but when let's go through it, because you're going to make me... I'm not in a happy mood to begin with.
No,
today.
I know.
So let's start with that.
Kind of grouchy.
Let's see when it came in.
No. I gave you a physical copy. It was a physical copy.
Okay.
Along Pete with Ocho. Story there.
Ocho Day, we did that. Listen to Pizza Toss, which sucked. It's a horrible event.
Wow.
Secondly,
I know you're
Pete Sampson, Notre Dame athletic writer on with Locke, says this may be Brian Kelly best offense. Okay.
I thought there was a little bit of a talking point there.
Right. 6-10, I did mention the Mets, so that was all that mattered. Eric Crawford, by the way, I just want to get this clear, since I'm already a pissed off mood.
Yeah, you are.
Did Locke leave out, did he mention every coach in the Chasing Ghosts article and leave my brother out?
I don't know.
I think he did. He listed every coach and did not mention my brother. I'm almost sure. He mentioned Adolph Rupp, Dean Smith, Jerry Tarkanian, John Wooden, whoever else is in this thing. There's a bunch of coaches listed in there. It's right where?
There's a physical copy.
Okay,
right
there. Kentucky, Adolph Rupp. Here are the guys that we're chasing. I read this the other day. People following Adolph Rupp. Then, you only printed the Kentucky one. You didn't print the other ones. There's a whole slew of coaches. This is just on Cal.
I picked the local ones. Yeah.
Well, so I'm saying. So he mentioned all the coaches. They do a different feature each day on the guys chasing ghosts.
Right.
And he mentioned all of them. He mentioned, Woodrow Wilson Middle School, and he did not mention the fact that Jim's in there for NC State.
Did they?
So I was a little slighted by that.
Have they written that one yet? Because I didn't see that.
He didn't just quote the ones that were read. He was quoting. Oh, my God. This is. Let's see if we can make the show worse. If you go to ESPN, at the heading, it shows all the coaches.
I know. I see all of them. Uncle Jim is the one closest to the
right.
Okay,
so what the hell are you talking about then? He mentioned all the coaches in the article and didn't mention Jim, I don't think. The reception, this transmitter's so bad, I couldn't really hear. So it came in and out. But I'm pretty sure that he mentioned everybody but him.
Oh, well, I don't know. We'll have to go back to the tape on that one.
Yeah. Let's go find the tape and see.
I can do that if you want me to. I have the technology. Patty Ice is mad that you dumped him. I just got the text message.
Yeah, he's going to have to move on. I've moved on. He's got to move on. That's the way it is.
Have you moved on? You seemed awfully pissed off.
Let's see. The Mets have the best record in baseball since the All-Star break. Did you know? Thank you, listener, for getting in the spirit of
there
things.
There we go.
Mary Surratt. I know this, by the way. You should know this. We lived near this. Mary Surratt, a co-conspirator of John Wilkes Booth, was the first woman ever executed by the federal government. And yet there's a town in Maryland called Surrattsville.
Really?
After her family, yes. I don't know the history. Maybe they were a prominent family. I can't imagine they're naming it after her. Well, you'd name it after a criminal. But she aided and abetted John Wilkes Booth, and they executed her. Yes. We lived in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, in Prince George's County, and there is a run you can still take. You can see the route that he rode to try and get away, went by horse and where he was treated. And it's a little bit of history.
You can try to do it yourself. They have a whole experience.
You can try and kill the president? No, that's not a good thing.
No, no, not the real president, but it's like they have people that like sign up to be John Wilkes Booth, and you start the whole thing. You start in the theater, you shoot a paintball gun at like a mannequin, and then run away. And it's...
You're supposed to swing on a thing. Do they make you do that?
Yeah. Then, no, it's part of the whole thing.
Like, you get to swing like on a whatever you call those things. They like, you know, he swung from a...
Yeah.
Like a Tarzan thing.
Yeah, it's not a chandelier, but I know what you mean. I just don't know the terminology, but it's the whole thing. The whole experience. You sign up. Like, guys do this for like a bachelor party. You can either be on team Booth or team like authorities, and you have to like chase each other and everything like that. It's all...
You're making this up. This was a weird dream that your meds made.
I made all of it up.
You did, right?
I made 100% of it up.
I thought so.
I was just doing it to try to cheer you up because you're in kind of a bad mood.
Because, first of all, it's very disrespectful. It would be, you know, most people, it would be like, hey, reenact killing John Kennedy. Come on down. We'll put you in a big tower. We have a car on a track that goes by. See if you can. I mean, you know, that would be very disrespectful. Secondly,
100%.
There's no way somebody's swinging from the balcony because, and especially a bachelor party, mix alcohol with swinging from balcony. You're going to have all sorts of people crippled. All right, let's take a breath and see if we can get back to mediocre radio, which is our usual standard. This was well below par. What are they playing now? This event is cherry pit spitting. They're doing cherry pit spitting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I can relate to this only because I respect this. At summer recreation, almost every kid at one time has done watermelon pit spitting for distance. You eat a watermelon, and then you spit it, and you see how far you can get. And they can relate to this. Each cherry must be inserted in the mouth while whole. And then you got to eat the meat off of it. There we go. Put that in the mixtape. And then you got to spit the pit. So... That's what's on the Ocho now. Let's have a listening. Quick listening. This intrigues me because this I can make sense. They're measuring
it. See what his measurement is.
Hey, how you doing? Nice. Let's watch our replay.
Yeah, he's got a good arc on that one. Up into the air. He got the bounce there. That's just like in football where the punter actually looks for that bounce.
I want the little hang time.
So his final score in that last one was 31 feet, 1.5 inches.
This is in Michigan. In memory of Herb Teichman, founder of the Cherry Pit Spit, who passed away. That's what they sent as he originated the event in Michigan.
Huh.
Where they're known for spitting. Take a break. Back with more here on ESPN 680-1057.